Blog Talk Radio.
I knew you could all hear me. I didn't mute myself. I am so sorry. It has been a day. We're trying to get Rhiannon set up and her thing, and it's just been kind of crazy. First, almost 4 week of my break.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been busy the whole time.
Every day.
Yeah.
We've had a list.
We have had a list, and we've checked it twice, sometimes three or four times. And we are still going. I know I've not, y'all, I don't, you have no idea how bad I feel. I haven't gotten those videos done. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. I know I said that last week. I was like, oh, I'm almost done break.
That's because last week you still had papers due.
I did. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. As soon as I finish getting these final Christmas gifts made,
I got my final ones made yesterday, except for more cookies.
Yeah, you have a couple dozen more cookies to get done.
Couple? Try about 15.
Another 15 dozen? Wow.
Snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
Peanut butter blossom.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Mims.
Oh, I love those.
And for people that don't know, Donna, Angel Heart and Rhiannon's Talk Mims or M&M cookies, and then the Toll House cookies, another batch of those.
Yeah.
So that's
four kinds of cookies.
Yeah.
Plus, we need to get the almond bark made.
Yeah, that's when we clear the table off. So we have
room to do it. Yeah.
We've got all the ingredients. It's just a matter of
getting it done. Yeah. Well, I have a few things to print on my Cricut with infusible ink so I can infuse it into wood because we can do that. It's so exciting. I love that. So I get those things made and get that done. And then we'll start wrapping, the wrapping process.
Okay. On our schedule for tomorrow.
That is on the schedule for tomorrow.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. Yay! Happy, happy, joy, joy. That's so exciting. So,
and we have to do Santa's job filling the stockings.
We do. So all the stockings.
You actually?
The fourth stocking. Them done. That'll be fun. All right. So I've got the cards in my hand. And this is, these cards that I'm using are the Angel Tarot by Jane Wallace. I am using them. I have an Archangel Michael deck. I think it's in there somewhere. I think I still have it. I think it was not saved from Harvey. I think I replaced it. I don't remember. I'm not going to lie. I don't remember if it was replaced or not. I'll have to look and see. Under your foot, under the arch of your foot.
That's your chance.
All right, now, my co-host Rhiannon is
counting out Hershey kisses for the peanut butter blossom.
Instead of paying attention, she's counting out kisses for peanut butter blossom. Gotta love it.
Nana's work is never done.
And she's dropping the kisses on the floor so the cat can play with them. That's always a load of fun.
Like the pony can hold her in the toilet.
Okay.
Game play.
I had some cards just throw themselves across the room at the floor. These are going to be for today, and there's three of them. Wow. Okay, so who threw themselves out for the day today? favors like this, I would do them like this. Oh, the Wheel of Fortune, which is the Angel of Destiny. And the Wheel of Fortune tells us that, hey, great things are coming forward for us. It's late, luck, late. It is not late. It is luck and fate, late, luck and fate together. No, that's not how that works. Fate, luck, opportunity, movement, winning, abundance, yay, wealth, and improvements and opportunities. So, yay! There's that. We also have the Three of Cups, which is a celebration. Oh, I love celebrations. Celebrations make me happy and joyful. It's also friendship, socializing, flirtation. I don't know about any flirtation happening today, but friendship is always good. Socializing, I don't know if we're going to do much of that. We got too much to do.
We'll socialize together.
All right, sure.
Yes. I mean, we do every day.
I mean, we do. And then we have the Two of Cups also, which is partnership, attraction, soulmates, friendship. So, I mean, you're my mom. We are friends. So there's that. But, yeah, so these are good cards for the day. Did you write these down? Or are you too busy? Two of Cups.
Yeah, Three of Cups and Two of Cups.
Correct.
Got him.
Now I'm going to pull some cards for tomorrow, which will be Friday, the 23rd.
Got
that. All right, Friday the 23rd. What do we got happening here? Whoa, this guy threw himself out. We have the Eight of Swords. And then it was reversed. I really don't do a lot of reversed. However, Eight of Swords reversed means freedom, because Eight of Swords regular is restriction. But also seeing a way out. You got yourself into a situation, you can see your way out. All you have to do is take three steps forward and you're out of that situation. So there's that. We also have for tomorrow the King of Cups, and he's also reversed. Interesting. And the King of Cups is all about commitment. However, when he is reversed, he's about not wanting to commit. So well, something weird just happened. That was so weird. My card brushed my the touchpad on the computer.
Yeah.
And it took me out of Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that was so weird. All right, we are in the chat room. If you want to join us in the chat room, we are here. But again, like I said, Kings of Cup, when it's standing upright, it's about commitment. When it's reversed, quite ready to commit. So somebody doesn't want to commit tomorrow. And then we have the Five of Swords, which is loss. To me, that's always Five of Swords is loss. I was thinking of Five of Pentacles. I don't know why I was thinking Five of Pentacles. With the stained glass window, that kind of hurts my feelings. Five of Swords is loss, conflict, defeat, some harshness, maybe... you know, you're being harsh on yourself. Don't do that.
We don't do that.
I know, right? Five of Swords can also mean some domestic arguments, maybe some bullying, legal disputes, friendship spats caused by envy, insecurity. But, you know, just petty stuff. Just take a deep breath. Everybody relax. It's going to be okay. It's the day before Christmas Eve. That's tomorrow.
Christmas Eve.
No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. It's Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
I can't lose a day.
Today is Thursday, Rhiannon. For those of you unaware, Rhiannon likes to, you know, either jump ahead or fall behind. I'm not sure which.
Those are my age.
Merely a number. It doesn't mean a darn thing.
Yes, darling.
Merely a number. It means nothing. Okay, for Saturday, we have the moon, which is the angel of dreams. But the moon also shows us what's been hidden. It brings things that have been hidden come to light. So just know, light will be shed. Illusion will be broken. Mystery will be solved. It is also about your subconscious and secrets, intuition, confusion, doubts, and buried wisdom. So just know that light is being shed. We also have the Ace of Pentacles, which is brand new financial beginnings. It is abundance. It is prosperity and planning. So just know that with the Ace, which is Saturday, there's a surge of energy as money and financial matters come your way, or financial offers, rather, come your way. So thank goodness. Thank goodness. And we also have the Page of Swords, which is reversed. So that tells me the Page of Swords. Page of Swords is about gossip, okay? And with it being reversed, gossip stops. It can also stand for legal matters and agreements where they are resolved. So there's that for Saturday. And let's do Sunday and Monday, just in case I don't have time to do these videos that I've been meaning to do. I can do them on Monday, because Monday there's really nothing happening. Next week is free and clear.
I know.
Thank goodness. We need free and clear. All right. So we are just a moment. Okay. Sunday, which is Christmas Day. And we wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas. I hope everyone enjoyed the summer, or the summer. Where is my brain? Well, if you're down under, you're in the summer solstice.
That's right.
The southern hemisphere is summer solstice. Northern hemisphere, winter solstice. So
why are we getting it today?
We are getting it. Ooh, it's going to get down to 17 tonight.
I know, and that's unusual for Texas.
It is very unusual for Texas. Okay, so Sunday. What messages do you have for us for Sunday?
Christmas Day.
We have the King of Swords. Oof. All right. So the King of Swords is all about decisions. However, with the King of Swords being reversed like he is, he's unable or unwilling to make a decision at this time. He is unwilling or unable to stand in his truth or his power. So he's deceiving himself. And he don't want that happen.
I know.
And we have the Tower. And the Tower is a beautiful, lovely card. You know, oh my gosh, the world's falling apart. But it's the Angel of Enlightenment. And even though there could be loss or change, you're also receiving revelation, breakthroughs, and release. So the Tower card is not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Knight of Cups, which is he's all about spirituality, but he is also reversed. So with the Knight of Cups being reversed, he's not giving it what it should. I don't want to say he's neglecting his spirituality, but he's not giving it all that he should. Lack of imagination, lack of sympathy. He's being very apathetic. That makes me sad. Mm-hmm. So Christmas Day, let's watch it. Let's be apathetic and empathetic to those in need. Now for Monday, let's do Monday real quick. Because I can make videos on Monday for the rest of the week. Monday. What messages do you have for us for Monday? Monday. All right. We have, Ace of Wands. Lots of creativity, lots of inspiration, lots of fire, new beginnings, passionate new beginnings with that for the Ace of Fire. I love the Ace of Fire. It makes me happy. But we also have, new beginnings, inspiration, creativity, power. I said all that. We have all of these things, Monday, brand new things. And we have the Six of Cups, which is support. It's also looking at things nostalgically, reflection, karma, and memories, but it's reversed. So with that being in play, putting it behind you. Instead of being lost in reflection, reflecting, you're putting it behind you, and you're moving onward, upward, and forward. I don't want to say a lack of support, because that's not true. But you do have to ask for it. This is also a card of karma. It could be coming back to you. Mm-hmm. So just be aware. And we have the Nine of Wands, which is also reversed. And the Nine of Wands is about determination. So I don't want to say a lack of determination, but I want to say meh, kind of feeling meh. Instead of being all determined and fired up,
Well, we're coming down next week from all this work we've done this week.
I know, right? But it's also when it's right side up, it's also a card of frustration. So there's no frustration. We'll be, relief.
Yeah.
Relief. There we go. Relief. We don't need strength and we'll be fluid. This is also a card of strength and rigidity. So reverse of that would be fluidity and flexibility. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So there we are. There we are, and there we go. There you have it. All right, we do have two callers here. So let's say hello real quick.
Hello, good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Who are we speaking with today?
This is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Miss Donna. How are you doing today?
Yeah, okay. Just getting up slowly.
I hear you. I have my coffee here. I've yet to take a sip. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to know, excuse me, a little reading on finances getting better.
Finances getting better. I'm hearing yes, and I'm hearing January.
Good.
Let me throw some cards in here. Oh, hey, who's throwing themselves at me here? Five of Wands and Ace of Wands. So, yeah, new beginnings. And it's a test. Five of Wands can be tests. But it can also be, you've proven yourself. So I'm going to say yes. More money coming out on a regular basis starting in January.
Oh, good. Good.
Queen of Wands. Yeah, Queen of Wands. Use your creativity as well.
Okay.
And Ten of Cups just threw themselves out at me, which is home, financial stability, that kind of thing. So, yes, you've got that coming.
Oh, good. All right.
Be patient. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Temperance threw herself out. She's all about patience. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you've got this.
You right?
Yeah, you've got this. Is there anything else we can do for you today?
Yeah, I wanted to know about, you know, it's been a long time since I've had my partner. My partner that I had passed away about 12 years ago. And I was just wondering, am I going to meet someone new and have a relationship or the companion type relationship with a man?
I'm hearing yes, and I'm smelling flowers. So I'm going to say springtime, March, April.
Springtime. Oh, okay. That's a good time. I'll be going to Hawaii then for about a month.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that before. I think.
I was going to leave in January, but it all got postponed because my friend's doing a lot of work on our condominium, and I don't want to be there when all the work is being done.
Nice, right? Yeah. Heard and understood. and understood. Okay. Well, we wish you all the best and a happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you, and we look forward to talking to you hopefully next week.
All right, I'd like that. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with today?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Miss Jessica. How can we help you today?
Hey, I was wondering what you were picking up as far as I've been applying and interviewing for full-time jobs, and I got an email, I guess it was earlier this week, about doing an interview, and I replied to the lady right away, and I was like, oh, I'm available on Wednesday these times, and I never heard back from her, and I never followed up because I don't feel like chasing after these people. I already went through like a stage of that. So I'm just wondering what you're picking up as far as with that. Is it just not meant to be? Is it that she didn't get the email, or is it that she'll reply later after the holidays or something? What happened?
Yes. I'm hearing it will be after the holidays. I'm hearing a lot of things. I don't want to say got dumped on her, but she ended up with a lot more things on her plate than she had anticipated. And I'm hearing she will be reaching out. I would like to say next week, but it feels more like after the 1st of January.
Okay, so is she just, like, bad in communication? Because I get, like, a little grouchy about when people are like that.
Yeah. I'm not hearing that she's bad at communication. I'm hearing she's very overwhelmed.
Okay.
I'm hearing she's doing the job of like four people at the current moment, and she's only one person trying to keep up with everything. And I'm hearing she's very overwhelmed.
Okay. Interesting. And then a second question, please. It's related. I went on an interview a week ago. It was like remote Zoom type of thing. It went really well, and the guy said he wanted me to meet with the regional manager, and he said that he would get back to me, and I haven't heard back from him yet. What are you picking up with that?
I'm hearing, yes, you will be hearing back, and I'm hearing within 3 to 4 business days. So today's Thursday, so I'd say by Tuesday next week you'll be hearing back, and an offer will be coming forward.
So do you see me actually meeting with the regional manager, or will I get an offer letter without doing that?
I'm hearing you will meet with him. Like I said, I'm hearing within 4 days, 3 to 4 days. So, or, you know, business day. So I'd say by Tuesday next week, you'll be meeting with him. And then after that, you'll be receiving an offer.
Okay, that's awesome. So is that just a situation too, bad communication? I mean, I think it's already a week. What's with these people?
Okay. It's the holidays, and I'm hearing that yes, they're going to move a little slow because it is the holidays, but once the holidays are over, things will be snapping really fast.
Okay. Very good. Good readings. Thank you. I spoke to you many years ago, and I remember I always liked the readings, so this was confirmed. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very good.
You know, that makes my heart, oh my gosh, that makes my heart swell. I needed to hear that today.
Good. You deserve it.
Well, we wish you a very happy holiday, and we hope to hear from you again, say, next week.
Okay. Thank you. Happy holidays to you guys, too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, that makes my heart feel good. My heart swells. I think we all need to have external validation.
We do.
At times. And I know I have been, I don't want to say lackadaisical because I have not. I take my readings very, very seriously. I take everything very, very seriously. Hello, Rosemary. Welcome to our chat room. Sorry, I just saw you pop up. If you have a question, you want to type it into the chat box, you're more than welcome to. We're more than happy to answer those. We have about 3 minutes left, 3.5 minutes. More than excited to do that for you. We do want to wish everyone a very, very happy holiday season. We will be here next week.
With a sigh of relief.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes. And, we are on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. So if you need a reading and it's not Thursday, or if we don't actually have an opportunity to get with you for your reading, we are on Facebook, and we are on facebook.com/angelicallyinspired. And I'm going to put that into our chat room in just a minute, maybe. Here we go. I need all of this right here. Control copy. Here we go. I got this. I'm not a slacker, I promise. But we are really, really super excited. We will be here all next week, or we will be here. Gosh, my words. I've not had enough coffee. We will be here next Thursday for our regularly scheduled Angel Time show, Angel Show, Angel Time, same location, same place. But we will also, like I said, we're up on Facebook. We do readings on Facebook. I can do them via video. What I can do is I can record the reading and send it to you via video, or I can do it via my brain just died. We can do it via Zoom. Or we can do it, I can do it and then email it to you. You know, you don't have time set for all that. I can email it to you. We can do that. Or we can also do it via telephone. Wow. Rosemary left. That's all right. We got a minute and a half left. So anyway, we wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas, those who celebrate Christmas. I'm not going to list all the holidays because, honestly, I don't know what all they are. I know we have Hanukkah. I think that might have just ended. I could be wrong. I'm not sure. I know there's Kwanzaa going on. I know that we have we're currently in the winter solstice, and I'm so excited about that. We're in solstice season, so that's exciting and happy.
Yeah, they're going to start getting longer.
They are. So excited about that. And so happy Christmas, happy holidays. We're going to go ahead and end for the day. And we have 60 seconds left. So with them 60 seconds, happy holidays, Rhiannon.
Happy holidays, Angel Heart.
Thank you. Makes me so happy. We are going to go off and finish. I'm going to finish infusing things with infusible ink with my Cricut, and Rhiannon's going to be baking and baking and baking and having a joyous holiday day,
yep.
Watching our lights on our Christmas tree twinkle and our lights on our balcony of our apartment twinkle and some Yule log on the television,
yep.
As we don't have a fireplace. Have an amazing day ahead, and we will see you same angel time, same angel channel next week. Goodbye.